The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I used to work at a gas station. This was right at the beginning of January, after all the holidays. Around here, it gets insanely cold this month. I was working a later shift this night. Not a full overnight shift, but I think I was scheduled until 3 a.m.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Anyway, it was snowing a bit, though it was really windy out and close to 10 degrees. Even just being outside for a few minutes was painful. Only a handful of customers even came through. Around 12, though, a man came inside the store. It startled me because I didn't hear his car pull in. The man didn't go any further into the shop, though. He just stood by the door. I greeted him, and he smiled and nodded, then stood there and looked out the glass door. My eyes shifted to the outside as well, and I noticed there weren't any cars. He must have walked here.
"How are you doing tonight, sir?"
I said, striking up a casual conversation. He looked at me and said he was fine, and that he was just taking shelter inside while he waited for his ride to get here. I said it was all good, and that he could stay as long as he needed. I still didn't fully understand his situation, but it was whatever. I made myself busy, stocking some of the shelves and tidying up the place. But an hour went by, and the man was still standing there, waiting. I asked if he wanted to use the phone to call or something, but he said no, and just kept waiting. I mean, yeah, it was really bad outside, but waiting this long was strange. Even him just walking here was strange. Like, where did he even come from? I went back around the counter and stood there. I didn't know what else to say to him. I waited another 30 minutes, spacing out and occasionally checking my phone, when the guy suddenly stood up a little straighter and looked at me. His eyes were dull, instantly sending a chill through me. I was gonna ask if everything was okay, but a light glared through the window. A car was pulling in. They came right up to the spot near the door and parked. Nobody got out, though. I looked back at the man. He was still staring at me, but then he opened the door and walked out into the snow and up to the car. The driver rolled the window down, and instead of him getting in, they talked for a minute. Something in my gut felt wrong about this. It seemed like they were planning something, and I wasn't going to take the risk. I walked around the counter and hurried up to the door, locking it shut. The man immediately whipped his eyes back at me. He rushed to the door, trying to pull it open angrily. Then the man in the car got out and did the same thing, trying to get the door back open. They were pissed off. I ran back to the counter and called the police, just hoping they didn't have anything to break the door with. Thankfully, once they saw me on the phone though, they got in the car and drove away. Obviously, they were planning something. What it was, I don't know. They were never found.
Life is truly filled with horror stories. These traumatic events leave many people with severe and life-altering injuries, but even after the trauma, the struggle isn't over. Have you ever thought about what you would do after you got injured? If you had medical bills to pay but no ability to work? How would you know that your insurance companies or the people responsible for your injuries are being fair to you? Then, trying to navigate the situation with traditional law firms can be a daunting, confusing ordeal that brings even more pain. The piles of paperwork, the hours of your valuable time used up, and the expensive fees hitting you while you're already down. With Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, that won't be a problem. When you're seriously hurt, your injury could be worth millions. Morgan & Morgan don't accept lowball settlements from insurance companies. In recent months, they've achieved massive victories for victims of serious car crashes. In Florida, they achieved a verdict for $12 million, which was 34 times greater than the highest insurance offer. In Philadelphia, they achieved a verdict for a $26 million payout, 40 times more than the highest settlement offered by the insurance company. Morgan & Morgan will fight for you to get the best outcome if you become their client. If you hire Morgan & Morgan, you won't just be assigned a single lawyer, but an entire dedicated legal team with lawyers, case investigators, paralegals, and customer care specialists, all working to maximize your settlement. On top of that, there are thousands of support staff available at all hours to help you with any questions or concerns about your case, making the experience as painless as possible. The best part is, you don't pay them a penny unless you win your case. And Morgan & Morgan didn't become the largest injury law firm for no reason. It's because they win a lot. Even better, they've modernized the injury law process, so it only takes minutes to see if you have a case, and you can submit your claim on your phone. If you ever get seriously injured, your case could be worth millions, and you're only a few clicks away from potentially changing your life. It's easy. You can start your claim with Morgan & Morgan at www.forthepeople.com/MJV, found in the description below or by scanning the QR code on screen with your phone's camera. You can type in your name, phone number, zip code, and email address, select the type of your claim, then describe what happened. Click or tap Start Your Claim and you're done. Remember, Morgan & Morgan is the largest injury law firm in the United States, so they have all the resources and know-how to see your case through. There's no company too big for Morgan & Morgan to fight, and they'll fight for you to get the settlement you deserve if you become their client.
I was at home. As far as I was aware, this was a normal night. It was the middle of winter, and it was snowing outside. I'd gotten home from work, made dinner, and went to bed. But in the middle of the night, I woke up to a noise, like the creak of a wooden floorboard, or the roof or something. It was a loud, groaning creak as well, which made me think it might be a leak in the roof. I wasn't too nervous, but I knew I wouldn't be able to sleep if I didn't at least do a quick check around. I got up, leaving the lights off so as to not wake myself too much. I lazily walked into the hallway and opened the spare room. It was full of workout equipment. I looked up at the ceiling, and there was no water damage or anything. I also didn't hear any loud winds from outside. I wondered if it was even snowing still. I walked over to the window and pushed the curtains aside. It was snowing, but not very hard at all. I didn't know what to think about that. Maybe I was exaggerating how loud the creak was. Still, I figured I should check the other room while I was up. I walked over and opened the door, looking up at the ceiling. Again, there was nothing to see. I took a few steps into the room, though, and suddenly my foot was cold and wet. There was a damp spot on the carpet, like it was soaked in water. I looked directly up again, thinking there must be a leak I couldn't see, but there wasn't. I turned on the light, and now I could see several, maybe a dozen, of these water spots, all in a line, going from the window to the door. I walked back out into the hallway. The spots continued through the hallway and up to my bedroom. My heart started pounding. I looked through the doorway and froze when I saw them go further into my bedroom. I didn't stay to see any more. I ran to the kitchen, got my keys, and drove out. By the time an officer came to check my home, nobody was in there. Maybe they had already been gone by the time I woke up. I really don't know. The thought that someone could have been in my room that night while I was sleeping still just makes me so uneasy. It was unlikely I wouldn't have stepped in one of those water spots when I walked out of my bedroom, though, so maybe they snuck into my bedroom while I was in the workout room looking out the window, but I don't know if that makes me feel any better. The creak I heard was almost definitely them opening the window and getting in, or I guess it could have also been them leaving. However it happened, and whatever was going to happen, I guess I'll never know. I'm a 28-year-old male. I live in a small house in a regular neighborhood. The town I live in the suburbs, but it's right on the edge of a huge forest that stretches on for hundreds of miles. I like to take walks through some of the small trails that came near my backyard, though I usually didn't have time until later in the night. I didn't mind, though, putting on a headlamp and having the trails to myself. This night, it wasn't too cold, so around 8, I threw on my coat and started walking. It was calm and quiet, like always. But when I got a little further in, I thought I heard something. I stopped and looked out into the woods. There was someone out there. He looked like a kid. It was way too dark, and they were too far for me to tell much, but they were probably 8 to 10 years old, and they were alone. Now, even though I took this trail a lot, I'd never gone out past it. Like, it was just uncharted forest. I'd probably get lost in minutes. So I was concerned for this kid.
"Are you okay? The way back is down this trail over here."
The kid didn't move. I took a few steps into the woods and called out to them again. I wasn't sure what else to do. Go out and help them, or go back and call someone. I thought if I left, the chances of someone finding them later would only be worse. I started walking, continually asking them to follow me out, but the kid only began to back up. Not like running away as if he were scared, but they were staying within sight of me.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And almost like they were leading me further into the forest. In the moment, I was oblivious to it, though. I was just so dead set on trying to help this kid. I followed them for a couple of minutes, getting pretty deep into the unknown areas of the forest, when the kid suddenly walked behind something. There was a structure. It looked like a small shed, very old and worn. But what was it doing here, in the middle of the forest? I thought the kid must have gone in there, but before I could check, I heard footsteps. They were heavy, definitely a larger person. My stomach dropped, and I instantly felt like this was some sort of trap. I shut off my light and fled back the way I came. I got on the trail and ran home, then called 911. They said they had no reports of missing children, but an officer came by and ended up walking back out with me. I took him to where the shed was, but at the time, nobody was there. This was stagnant for a while, and I assumed nothing else of it. But a few weeks later, the city went back to tear the shed down, since it wasn't supposed to be built on public forest lands, and I guess during that, they found something. Apparently, something there linked to some sort of kidnapping. It's not very clear how or what it was that they found. They never fully released all the info on it. It was kept private. I'm not sure why. I don't know who that kid was I saw out there, or the person's footsteps I heard, but I can't seem to stop thinking about it. Was it really a trap? Maybe I'm an idiot, but part of me feels like it was some kind of vision or something, leading me to what was going on out there. This was a few years ago, during winter. I was working from home as a customer service rep. This night, I had an afternoon shift, from 4 p.m. to 12. I went up to my office, closed the door, and started working at my desk. The first half of my shift was normal. It went by quickly, and I took my break to eat dinner, then got back to it. After that, it was much slower. So I was mostly just sitting at my desk, staring at the blank screen, and waiting for any tickets to come through. But out of nowhere, there was something behind me. A noise, kind of loud, from somewhere in the house. I took my headphones off and looked at the door, then walked over and opened it to listen for it again. There were no other sounds, though. I thought it was nothing, and I couldn't be away from my desk for too long anyway. So I just left the door open and went back to work. I forgot about it quickly, as there weren't any other sounds or noises, at least that I could hear through my headphones, for the next several hours. It wasn't until I was nearly done with work, around 11:30-ish, that I heard something again. It was softer than whatever the first sound was, but this one felt different, like it gave me a bad gut feeling, almost scaring me. I got up from my chair and went to the hallway again. I looked down and instantly a spike of fear rushed through me. The door at the end of the hallway was wide open. How was that even possible? I looked down the other end of the hallway as I just stood there in shock when I noticed a shadow on the wall move. There was someone standing at the bottom of the steps. I could just make out their figure in the shadow. I backed up into the room and locked the door, getting my phone and calling the police. I was breathing heavily and absolutely terrified as I waited, staring at the crack beneath the door, expecting them to come up to it at any minute. I never heard them come upstairs though, or even move around downstairs. And when the cops made it and got inside, nobody else was there. We have no idea how they got in or why they did. What's horrifying is that I had the door to my office open, so they had to have walked right past me, probably seeing me sitting in there with my headphones on. I don't know what they were doing, but it's been hard to get over it when I have so many questions and uncertainties.
When I was younger, my friends and I loved exploring abandoned places around the country. We mostly did it for the thrill of seeing what places looked like years after being abandoned by the previous owners. One day, after school had ended, my friend Noah told me that he found an abandoned ranch outside of town. Noah, I, and one other guy, which I will be calling Tony for the sake of his privacy, planned to later go that afternoon, after it got dark, so that we wouldn't get spotted entering the ranch. To give some backstory, Tony has always been the type of person to destroy abandoned buildings, smashing the windows, graffiti, breaking down the doors, and so on. He never really paid it any mind, since the buildings we were exploring usually were completely ruined by the time we got there. When the sun started going down and the darkness rolled in, we drove towards the ranch and parked a few hundred feet away to ensure people wouldn't associate my car with us if we were spotted entering or leaving the property. In order to get onto the property, you had to climb a 7-foot fence that surrounded the entire thing. Tony had brought some wire cutters to cut it open in a section of the fence where it was mostly covered by the surrounding forest. After cutting a hole in the fence, we squished our way through to the other side. The first thing we saw was the big decaying house, which was 70 to 80 feet from our entry point. Next to the house was a small wooden barn that looked like it had been there for over 200 years. It was disturbingly creepy to look at. Although the house was a whole other story, all the windows on the ground floor were boarded up, and the windows on the second floor were all broken. Vines were growing on the inside of the building, almost absorbing the house. The main door was also boarded up and nailed shut, so we couldn't enter through it. Noah motioned us over to the side of the house. A window wasn't boarded up down at the ground. It looked like it led to a basement of some sorts. Tony grabbed a rock and smashed the window to pieces and proceeded to crawl into the house. Both I and Noah looked at each other with uncertainty, but decided to follow Tony down into the house. The first thing we noticed was the smell. I won't say the cliche, it smells like a dead body, but the stench was almost unbearable. It smelled like a combination of rotting flesh and spoiled milk. There was next to no light in there, the only light being the light from the moon shining through the broken window. We found a staircase leading upstairs. Every step made a deep and heavy creak. The staircase led us straight into the living room. Most of the furniture in there looked old and destroyed. There was a big sofa in the middle of the room, the type of sofa that is placed on stilts, and next to it was the staircase leading up to the second floor. The house was very dark since all the windows on the ground floor were boarded up. We were slowly making our way around the room, exploring. The house had a weird feeling to it. It almost felt like someone was still living there. Black and white pictures were hung up on the walls, most of them of a family we assumed was the previous owners. The weirdest part of the pictures was that in all of the pictures, no one was smiling. They were all just staring at the camera with a blank expression. While Tony and I were looking at the pictures, Noah was wandering around in the dark. I guess he didn't watch his step because the next thing we knew, a glass object was knocked over and it shattered on the floor. The sound was heart-wrenching. We all froze as a glass shard slowly settled on the floor. Not even 5 seconds later, my worst nightmare came true. The hair on the back of my neck stood up instantly when we started hearing footsteps upstairs, right above our heads. We all looked at each other. I've never seen Noah and Tony so visibly scared before. I could feel the panic setting in. I grabbed Noah and Tony and shoved them towards the sofa. We crawled under it, trying to hide. We couldn't all fit under it though, there was only enough space for two people, so Tony had to hide somewhere else. There was a tall cupboard to the left of the staircase leading to the second floor. He opened it and squished himself inside. The footsteps were at the top of the staircase and slowly coming down. Noah and I were lying head to head under the sofa. His breathing was so loud that he was hyperventilating. I placed my hand over his mouth to try to make him quiet down. The creaks of the wooden floor as the footsteps reached the bottom of the staircase were a sound of pure horror. A blood ran cold as the footsteps slowly made it from the staircase and over to the sofa and then stopped. The silence was almost deafening. You never truly understand the meaning of that until you've experienced it for yourself. It was just pure silence for what felt like a minute. Then the worst scream I've ever heard broke the silence as Noah was dragged from under the sofa. His scream almost set me into a state of shock. While I was trying to get up from under the sofa, when I got up, I saw who pulled him away. It was a man with a disheveled-looking beard. I could barely make out any other details due to the lack of light. Noah was being pulled upstairs by the man. Tony also crawled out of the cupboard as Noah was screaming for help. I grabbed a shard of the broken glass on the floor, ran up the stairs, and stabbed it into the man's arm. He screamed out in pain as he let go of Noah. We all ran downstairs into the basement to try to escape the house. The window leading out from the basement was too high up though, so we had to push each other up. Tony and I pushed Noah up out the window, and then I helped Tony get up. The second Tony crawled out, I heard footsteps rushing down the staircase to the basement behind me. I jumped up and grabbed Tony's hand. The wall in the basement was wet and slippery, making it hard to get up. I screamed for Tony to pull me up as I heard water splashing behind me. The man was running across the basement straight towards me. I was halfway through the window when I felt a hand grabbing my ankle. I've never felt such fear as the man started to pull me back into the basement. I kicked back as hard as I could, hitting the man in the face. He finally let go of my ankle and I crawled out of the basement. We ran across the ranch and out towards the hole in the fence. Before we left, I looked back up towards the house and in the upstairs window, I could see the man standing there, looking down at us. We ran out of there and over to where I parked my car, jumped in and sped off. It's been over 6 years since this happened and we've never gone back.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Sometimes we sit and wonder, why was someone living in a boarded up and abandoned ranch? And what was he going to try and do to us?
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.